Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. And today we are having the Krishna Katha Mela. And as part of that Krishna Katha Mela, we are having the story of King Nriga. And to enlighten on this topic, we have Her Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji. Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable time, very precious time. We are stealing the time of your Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining this call and giving your very precious time and association and enlightening on the topic. So before handling your call, Mataji, I would like to hand over the call to Preeti Mataji for a brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Preeti Mataji, please take over the call.
Thank you so much, Shyamishla Priya Mataji. It's my very great honor to be introducing Her Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji to everyone. Her Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji came to Krishna consciousness in the year 2009 in Alabama through a house program. She was heavily inspired by the devotees, and owing to her genuine sincerity, she took initiation in 2012 from His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Mataji is very, very popular, and she is known for her simplicity and dedication in her sadhana. She has conducted several home programs and cooked plenty of prasadam for Vaishnavas, even in remote locations. She serves as the Bhakti Sangha Kids Academy principal, and she was indeed the founder of the Kids Academy. Today, the Kids Academy has about 100 kids in different groups, and she has been the founder of the Kids Academy. She has helped with Facebook Live, maintaining recordings, and she has been very regular in chanting before the Bhagavatam sessions every morning. She teaches Damodar Kids Shlokas, and she takes care of the youth sessions. She does dramas for the kids, camp classes, and Srimad Bhagavatam prayers for the children. She was engaged in giving introduction services in both early morning admin and mid-morning sessions. She gives classes for adults, not only in Bhakti Sangha, but also in various forums in both English and Nepali. She's a great listener and makes sure that she listens to all the classes, if not on Zoom, definitely on Facebook. She has brought many speakers to the Sangha, and she's a very active participant in each of these sessions. And her heart is filled with realizations. A very sincere sadhaka, a great inspiration to many, many, many devotees. We are so proud to have Anjana Gopika Mataji among us. Anjana Gopika Mataji will now speak about the story of Nriga, the deliverance of Nriga. Mataji, you can now take over. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances and glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. I'm not at all qualified. I like how you glorify devotees are so merciful. They see even though there is a small good qualification, they just make grow so bigly, and then see all good qualities in the devotees. Thank you, Prithvi Vilasini Mataji, and all the devotees, Kritita Sundari Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to recite, to say the about Krishna something. Mataji, I will recite from glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then I will read today King Nriga's pastime. Hare Krishna. Before that, I just pray to Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Mutim Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaiti Grim Yat Kripatam Ham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Sastrabdi Pushya Sarva Vedaika Satfala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya Sarva Lokaika Trikpradaha. This is Sanatana. This glorification is by Sanatana Goswami in Krishna Islava. Yes, I really like this glorification before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dvanto Taditya Sri Krishna Pari Vartita. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar sun from the ocean of all the Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewel of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of the Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned amongst us. Next shloka, paramananda patnaya prema vrishya aksarayate sarvanda sarva sevyaya Sri Krishna namo stute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the readers. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. Next shloka, this is really like this shloka. Mad eka bandho mad sangin mad guru man mahadhana man nistarakah mad bhagya mad anando namastute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer obeisances unto you. Asadu sadu dhain ati nishocha tarakah hana muncha kadachin mam premna hrita kitvayu spruha. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please do not ever lame me. Please become manifested upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. I'll just read today. I didn't prepare a lot. I'll just read whatever Prabhupada mentioned in Krishna book. Before that, you see, today we are reading the pastime of King Mrigha. In his pastime, Krishna wanted to teach us to the value of Vaishnava or qualified Brahmana and how much we need to be very careful to deal with the Brahmana. And also he wanted to show us the even though how much pious activities we do in this life, we cannot compare with the devotional services. Even King Mrigha performed so many pious activities, but he had to become lizard. You know, in lizard life, he had to go through lower species of life and suffer in that way. But in bhakti, the devotional service is so powerful, even we perform slightest, very little amount of devotional service, we can be safe from the greatest danger. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 240, Neha Bikramo Nasosti Pratyabhayuna Vidyate Sulpa Sulpam Api Asya Dharma Saivan, slightest of dharmasya, we can be safe from greatest danger. What is the greatest danger? Means when we come in this human form of life, we have a chance to go back to Godhead by performing even slightest of devotional service. We don't need to go in the lower species of life. Lower species of life means we have to go through all the cycle of birth and death. You know, we have to go 8,400,000 species of life to come in this human form. But by performing Neha Vikramana Swastri Pratyavayana Vidyatena Sulpam Vyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat, means big danger. You can save from this big danger. Same thing But doing pious activities, even though how we'll see, we'll read the story today, how King Nirga was performing so much of pious activities, but ultimately, because there was a mistake with dealing with Brahmanas, and then he had to go through this desert life. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it shows how a small, slightest of devotional service we can save from this, like Ajamila stories, how Ajamila, by chanting the Krishna's name in his last stage, time of the death, you know, almost that time, he was calling his son Narayana. It was by chance his son name was Narayana. He was not even calling to Lord Krishna, nor Lord Narayana, but he was calling his own son. But he saved from that danger. Yamadutta came, but they cannot carry him, you know, because he was chanting the name of the Lord, and then Vishnudutta came and gave him second chance. But in this material world, even from Indra, Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned, Yastundra Indra Gopam Athavendraso Athavendram Ahosa Karma Bandhan Rupa, that everybody have to bind by their karma, even from Indra, from Brahma to ant, they have to bound by this karma. Bandhan Rupa Phalam Bhajanam Atat Noti Karmani Indrahati Kintu Sabhakti Bhajam. But we can, how we can free from this bandhan rupam? By performing devotional service. Govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. Brahma was reciting this Brahma Samhita. He was singing from Indra to end. Everybody have to bound themselves from these fruitive activities. Like same this Nirga was doing. He also, Abrahma Bhavana Loka, yes, Punar Avartino Arjuna, Mamu Petya to Kantya, Punar Janmana Vidyate, who goes to Krishna, who perform the devotional service, they never takes birth again in this material world. They will attain Krishna's abode. Yes, but who perform? Abrahma Bhavana Loka, from Bhavana Loka, from Abraham, highest planet of this material world, they have, even though they go to that planet, they have to come back. They have to come back in this material world. And that's what this is pious activities, even though we try to do very carefully according to the Vedas. You know, we try to perform all the yagnas, we try to give charity, or we try to open hospitals, so many old center, or so many things we try to do. But even though all these things, even though we perform very cautiously, very carefully, we may have to fall down, or we may have to go a lower species of life, because if we don't perform the devotional service. Kapil Dev was mentioning in Srimad Bhagavatam, this devotional service, Prabhupada mentioned in Nectar of Devotion also. He was saying third chapter, with his mother Devahuti, my dear Lord, there are 9 kinds of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting. Anyone who hears about your pastime, who chant about your glories, who offers you obeisances, who thinks of you, and in this way executes any of 9 kinds of devotional service, even if he born in a family of dog eaters, become immediately qualified to perform sacrifices. It does not matter if they born in the low family or high Brahmana family. If they perform devotional service, or they are born in the Western countries or very remote area, it does not matter. They can qualify to perform sacrifice yagnas. This devotional service is very powerful. Krishna also mentioned to Uddhava, the activity of devotional service is so powerful in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Powerful. Krishna said, Krishna, my dear Uddhava, just as a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly, devotion unto me completely bonds to ashes sin committed by my devotees. This is a devotional service is completely upon the ashes, just like how ashes burn everything, whatever the areas, big fire ashes, they burn everything. Like that, devotional service can burn any kind of sin. It's a very powerful. By performing Vedic ritualistic activities, by giving money in charity, and by undergoing austerity, one can temporarily become free from the reaction of sinful activities. It may gradually help us to become in the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it will only happen after many, many, many births. Bahunam Janmanam. After many, many, many births only, by performing these Vedic ritualistic activities, we may understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But devotional service help us immediately understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, Krishna mentioned so many times in Bhagavad Gita, only by devotional service we can understand him. Ananya, he mentioned Ananya Bhakti so many times. Bhaktya Mam Abhijananti, you know, only by devotional service. Even great, great demigod, they cannot understand me. It's very much difficult to understand Krishna's activities past time. But devotees, if we go through all the prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, they say same thing again and again. It's very difficult to understand your past time, your glories, you, your name, your fame. But devotional service only, we can understand Krishna. Because they realize, all the devotees who are praying in Srimad Bhagavatam, they realize as Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also, this Srimad Bhagavatam is very pleasing to the heart. By hearing for the devotee, it's very much Sita Matkata Pranayas. Devotee, when they were each other discussing about Krishna Katha, they are releasing so much of satisfaction in their heart. Satam Prasangam Mamaveriya Sambidu. Bhavanti Rita Karna, our heart and our air becomes so satisfaction by hearing Krishna Katha. It's not ordinary mundane book when we read one time, it may look like it's a very nice, yes, or some kind of personalities, material personalities. He is so powerful, he did so much. But this Srimad Bhagavatam, this Krishna Katha is not like that. Krishna Katha is not like that. Chatam prasangamadurya sambido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kantha. Kantha means sometimes it's so much of satisfaction how we get by only hearing this Krishna Katha with devotees. Satam prasangam means with pure devotees. We immediately realize satisfaction in our heart. Immediate bhavanti rita karna rasayana katha. In the pure devotees association, discussion of the pastime activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced in the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. There, our mind becomes fixed. We will not go here and there. Yes? And then real devotion and devotional service begins. Krishna, again, Kapila Muni was saying to devotee. And Krishna, why Lord Krishna comes in this material world? He mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, yes, paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya saduskritam dharma samstapanarthaya sambhavani yuge yuge, yes, to deliver the pious to annihilate the miscreant and again to reestablish the dharma. But when we go to page of Srimad Bhagavatam, or when we hear the Acharya, our great devotee, not only to deliver the pious and to hear the miscreant or reestablish the dharma, he comes. That can do by other devotees. To establish the dharma, it can be done by acharya, just like Srila Prabhupada established the religion, and to even to deliver the pious or annihilate the miscreant, they can do by the Krishna's agent. He himself does no need to come in this material world to establish all these things, to do these things. But Srimad Bhagavatam again says, Anugraya Bhaktanam Manusam Deya Mastitam. He's saying, when the Lord gives him a human life body, Manusam Deham Astitha, to show a mercy to his devotees. Bhajante Tadrisa Krida Ya Srutva Tatparu Bhavet. Means he was saying, when the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotee, engages in such pastime as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to them. You know, why the Lord assumes the human body to show his mercy that devotees who want to surrender to him. He wanted to give them something very special, you know. Not only he comes for to establish dharma or to inhalate the demons or to deliver the pious, but he wants to favor to his devotees. And when he comes, it's not like that, you know, most of the people, they think Krishna is just ordinary person. He acts as ordinary. And so when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, before yes, Paritrana, that verse before, he come by his eternal potency. He means his body is not like our body. His body is made, he is come by his yoga maya potency. Also, it's very difficult. It's very bewildering. We see all the pastime we went through, all the pastime devotees are so merciful, so qualified to say all this pastime. You know, see, this pastime looks like ordinary pastime. Sometimes maybe it's little bit like superhuman activities, yes. But Kunti Maharani also said same thing in her prayers. She was saying, why only we understand this Krishna Katha, this Krishna's pastime through devotee's prayers. See what she is saying. Naveda Kasit Bhagavan's Sikirsitam. This Bhagavan's Krishna's pastime is Sikirsit like a medicine. But Taveha Manasya Narnam Vidambanam. What is Vidambanam? What is the very misfortune for the people in this material world? This pastime, they think it's a like kind of human pastime, bewildering pastime, you know. They cannot understand Krishna's pastime as a transcendental. You know, it appears like a human. It's so misleading, but they are not misleading. They are the transcendental pastime. And here she was saying, Nayasya kasi dahitosti karhisi dvesya seyasmin visama matin ninam. Oh Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastime, which appears to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of me. People only imagine that you are partial. And Prabhupada mentioned very nice things in purport. The Lord's mercy upon the fallen soul is equally distributed. He has no one as a specific object of hostility. There, the very conception of the personality of Godhead as a human being is misleading. His pastimes appear to be exactly like a human being's, but actually they are transcendental and without any tinge of material contamination. It is undoubtedly known as partial to his pure devotee, but in fact he is never partial, as much as the sun is never partial to anyone. By utilizing the sun rays, sometimes even the stones become valuable, whereas a blind man cannot see a sun, although there are enough sun rays before him. Darkness and light are two opposite conceptions, but this does not mean that sun is partial. in distributing its rays. Sun rays are open to everyone, but the capacities of the respective receptacles differ. Foolish people think that devotional service is flattering to Lord to get special mercy. Actually, the pure devotees who are engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord are not a mercantile community. A mercantile house renders service to someone in exchange for values. Pure devotees does not render service unto the Lord for some such exchange. And therefore, the full mercy of the Lord is open for him. Suffering man, needy man, inquisitive person or philosopher make temporary connection with the Lord to serve a particular purpose. When the purpose is served, there is no more relation with the Lord. A suffering man, if he's pious at all, prays to the Lord for his recovery. But as soon as the recovery is over, in most cases, the suffering man no longer fears to keep any connection with the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is open for him, but he is reluctant to receive it. There is a difference between a pure devotee and mixed devotees. Those who have completely acknowledged the service of the Lord are considered to be in abject darkness. Those who ask for the Lord's favor only at the time of necessary are partial recipients of the mercy of the Lord. And those who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord are full recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Such partiality in receiving the Lord's mercy is related to the recipient, and it is not due to partially to all to partially of the all merciful Lord. When the Lord descends to this material world by his all merciful energy, he plays like a human being, and therefore it appears that the Lord is partial to his devotee. Not only word, and that is not a fact. Despite such apparent manifestation of partiality, his mercy is equally distributed. In the waiting of Kurukshetra, all person who died in the fight before the presence of Lord got salvation without the necessary qualification, because death before the presence of Lord purifies the passing soul from the effect of all sins, and therefore the dying man gets a place where in the transcendental abode. Somehow or other, if someone puts himself open in the sun rays, he's sure to get the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is never partial. It is wrong for the people in general to think of him as partial. We also have so much of doubt, you know. We're trying to practice devotional service, and then we are not, like, we have so much of expectation while practicing devotional service. Why doing our devotional service is supposed to be like that way? It's supposed to be like that way. Why Krishna is putting him in this situation? Yes. But the pure devotee, they never have any kind of expectation from Krishna. That's why they are full recipient. Also, it's a very nice to read Prabhupada or before reading the any pastime. Why we? Because the pastime, they are full of rasa, they are full of mellows, but to get that mellow, we have to understand some philosophical understanding, yes. Otherwise, sometimes we may also think while hearing the Krishna Gatha, it's like ordinary person is doing, yes. And also Prabhupada is saying in Krishna book only, he was mentioning the beginning chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is always full with six opulences, namely complete weight, complete strength, complete fame, complete knowledge, complete beauty, and complete renunciation. The Lord appears in different complete eternal forms of incarnation. The conditioned soul has immense opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord in this different incarnation. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janma Karma Sami Divyam, the pastimes and activities of the Lord are not material. They are beyond the material conception, and the conditions can benefit by hearing such uncommon activities. Hearing is an opportunity to associate with the Lord. To hear his activities is to involve one transcendental nature simply by hearing. The conditioned soul has a natural aptitude to hear something about other conditioned soul. Always we are looking, oh, what she's wearing, what kind of education she has done, how many house they have, you know, that kind of mentality we have in the conditioned stage. But Prabhupada is mentioning here that something about that inclination to hear something about others may be utilized in hearing the pastime of the Lord. Then one can immediately involve his transcendental nature. Krishna's pastimes are not only beautiful, they are also, we already discussed, yes, they are also very pleasing to the mind, very pleasing to the heart and ear. If someone take advantage of hearing the pastime of the Lord, the material contamination of dust accumulated in the heart due to long association with material nature can be immediately cleansed. Lord Chaitanya also instructed that simply by hearing the transcendental name of Krishna, one can cleanse the heart of all material contamination. There are different processes of self-realization, but this process of devotional service, of which hearing is the most important function, when adopted by any conditioned soul, will automatically cleanse him of the material contamination and enable him to realize his constitutional, real constitutional position. Sometimes we may think, oh, I'm not qualified. Yes, I'm not qualified to hear Krishna Katha or to do devotional service. But by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also Prabhupada mentioned in so many times, we have our real relationship with Krishna is already there in our heart. We are His Mamaivam Sujiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Yes, we are Krishna's. That Krishna also mentioned, Mamaivam Sujiva Loke Jiva Krishna's Amsa. That's why we don't need to worry, oh, I have, because Prabhupada also mentioned here, when adopted by any conditioned soul, anybody, any conditioned soul, you know, especially in this human form of life. The conditioned life is due to the contamination only, and as soon as it is cleared off, then naturally the dormant function of living entity rendering service to the Lord awakens. By developing his eternal relationship with the Lord, one becomes to create friendship with the devotees. Maharaj Parikshit recommended from practical experience that everyone try to hear about the transcendental pastime of the Lord, that Krishna treatise is meant for that purpose, and the reader may take advantage of it to attain the ultimate goal of the human life. The Lord, out of his causeless mercy, descend to this material world and display his activities just like an ordinary man. Unfortunately, the impersonalist or the atheist class of men consider Krishna to be an ordinary man like themselves, so they deride him. This is condemned in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself when he says, Abhijananti mam mura. Mura or rascal take Krishna to be ordinary man or slightly more powerful man. Out of their great misfortune, they cannot accept him as a supreme personality of Godhead. Sometimes such unfortunate person misrepresent themselves as incarnation of Krishna without referring the authorized scripture. Okay, he's crying, not he's also talking with me. I don't know what he's saying. I will read sometime till the time he cry. This, I will start the story. I don't know how much time I have. I took so much of time just reading some of other matters. I'll try the story of King Mrigha. Once the family members of Lord Krishna, such as Samba, Pradyumna, Charu, Bhanu, and Gada, all princes of the Edu dynasty, went for a long picnic in the forest near Dwaraka. In that time, all of them became thirsty, and so they tried to find out where water was available in the forest. When they approached a well, they found no water in it, but they saw within the well was a wonderful living entity. It was a large lizard, and all of them were astonished to see such a wonderful animal. They could understand that the animal was trapped and could not escape by its own effort. So out of compassion, they tried to take the large lizard out of the well. Unfortunately, they could not get the lizard out, even though they tried to do so in many ways. When the princess returned home, their story was narrated before Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the friend of all living entities. Therefore, after hearing the appeal from his son, he personally went to well and easily got the great lizard out simply by extending his left hand. Immediately upon being touched by the hand of Lord Krishna, the great lizard gave up its lizard shape and appeared as a beautiful demigod, an inhabitant of the heavenly planets. His complexion was like molten gold. He was decorated with fine garments, and he wore costly ornaments around his neck. How the demigod had been forced to accept the body of a lizard was not a secret to Lord Krishna. But still, for others' information, Lord inquired, "My dear fortunate demigod, now I see that your body is so beautiful and lustrous. Who are you? We can guess that you are one of the best demigods in the heavenly planet. All good fortune to you. I think that you are not meant to be in this situation. It must be due to the results of your past activities that you were put into the species of lizard life. Still, I want to hear from you how you were put into this position. If you think that you can disclose this secret, then please tell us your identity." Actually, this lizard was King Mrigha, and when questioned by the Supreme Personality of God, and he immediately bowed down before the Lord. Touching to the ground the helmet of his head, which was dazzling as a sunshine. In this way, he first offered his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. He then said, "My dear Mrigha, I am King Mrigha. My dear Lord, I am King Mrigha, the son of King Ikshvaku. If you have ever taken account of all charitably disposed men, I am sure you must have heard my name. My Lord, you are the supreme witness. You are aware of every bit of work done by the living entities, past, present, and future. Krishna only give whatever we want to be, as he only allows. Nothing can be hidden from your eternal cognizance. Still, you have ordered me to explain my history, so I shall therefore narrate the full story." King Mrigha narrated the history of his digression, caused by his karma kanda activities. He said that he had been very charitably disposed and had given so many cows that total was equal to the number of particles of dust on the earth, a star in the sky, or drops of the water in rainfall. According to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, a man who is charitably disposed is recommended to give cows to the Brahmana. From King Nirgal's statement, it appears that he followed this principle seriously. However, as a result of a slightest discrepancy, he was forced to take birth as lizard. Therefore, it is recommended by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita that one who is charitably disposed and desire to derive the benefit of his charity should offer his gift to please Krishna. Yes, yat karosi yadi, whatever you do for Krishna. It's very much safe. Yes, Krishna is saying. To give charity means to perform pious activities by which one may be elevated to the higher planetary system. But promotion to the higher planetary system, heavenly planet, is no guarantee. Then one will never fall down. Rather, the example of King Nirgal definitely proves that fruitive activities, even if very pious, cannot give us eternal blissful life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the result of work, either pious or impious, is sure to bind unless the work is discharged as yagna on the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yagnatu karma nanyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Yes, if you don't perform our activities for Vishnu, that means whatever activity we do, if we don't offer to Krishna, means that will bind us. King Nirgal said that the cows he had given in charity were not ordinary cows. Each one was very young and had given birth to only one calf. They were full of milk, very peaceful and healthy. All cows were well decorated with gold, pearls, and silver, etc. These cows had been given to a first-class Brahmana. They were all learned in Vedic knowledge. They executed the required austerities and penances in their lives. They were liberal, meeting the standard of qualified Brahmanas. They were equally friendly to everyone. Above all, they were young and quite fit to act as qualified Brahmanas. Besides the cows, they were also given land, gold, houses, horse, and elephant. Those who are not married were given wives, maidservant, grain, silver, utensils, garments, jewel, household fruit, furniture, etc. This charity was nicely performed as a sacrifice according to the Vedic rituals. The king also stated that not only had he bestowed gift upon the Brahmana, but he had performed other pious activities such as digging wells, planting trees. Trees on the roadside, installing pond along the highway. King continued, in spite of all this, unfortunately, one of the Brahmana's cows that he had given in charity chanced to enter amongst his other cows. Not knowing this, he again gave it in charity to another Brahmana. As the cow was being taken by this Brahmana, its farmer, before Brahmana, claimed it as his own, stating, "This cow was formerly given to me, so how is it that you are taking it away?" Thus, there was arguing and fighting between two Brahmanas, and they came before me, before King Nirga, and says that he had taken back a cow he had previously given in charity. To give something to someone and then to take it back is considered a great sin, especially in dealing with a Brahmana. When both Brahmana charged the king with same complaint, he was simply puzzled and to how it had happened. Thereafter, with great humility, King offered each of them 100,000 cow in exchange for exchange for the one cow that was causing the fight between them. He prayed to them that he was their servant and that there had been some mistake. Thus, in order to rectify it, he prayed that they be very kind upon him and accept his offer in exchange for the cow. The king sincerely appealed to the brahmanas not to cause his downfall into hell because of this mistake. Brahmana's property is called Brahmanaswa, and according to Manu's laws, it cannot be acquired even by the government. Both Brahmana, however, insisted that the cow was there and could not be taken back under any condition. Neither of them agreed to exchange it for the 100,000 cows. Thus, agreeing with the king's proposal, the two Brahmanas left the place in anger, thinking that their lawful possession had been usurped. After this incident, when the time came for the king to give up his body, he was taken before Amaraj, the superintendent of death, who asked him whether he first wanted to enjoy the result of his pious activities or suffer the result of his impious activities. Seeing that the king has executed so many pious activities and charities, Yamaraj also hinted that he did not know the limit of king's future enjoyment. In other words, there would be practically no end to the king's material happiness. But in spite of this hint, the king builder decided first to suffer the result of his impious activities and then to accept the result of his pious activities. Then, therefore, Yamaraj immediately turned him into a lizard. King Nriga had remained in a whale as a big lizard for a very big long time. He told Lord Krishna, in spite of being put into that degraded condition of life, I simply thought of you, my dear Lord. My memory was never vanquished. It appears from these statements of Nriga that person who follows the principles of fruitive activities and derive some material benefits are not very intelligent. Being given the choice by the Yamaraj, King Nirga could have first accepted the result of his pious activities. Instead, he thought it's better to receive the effect of his impious activities and then he enjoy the effects of pious activities without disturbance. On the whole, he had not developed Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious person develops love of Krishna, not love for pious or impious activities. Therefore, he is not subjected to the result of such action. As stated in Brahma Samhita, a devotee by the grace of the Lord is not subjected to the reaction of fruitive activities. Somehow or other, as the result of his pious activities, King Nriga had aspired to see the Lord. He continued, my dear Lord, I had a great desire that someday I might be able to see you personally. I think that this great desire to see you combined with my tendency to perform ritualistic and charitable activities has enabled me to retain the memory of who I am. I was in former life, even though I became a lizard. My dear Lord, you are the super soul seated in everyone's heart. There are many great and mystic yogis who have the eyes to see you through the Vedas and Upanishad. To achieve the elevated position of realizing that they are equal in quality with you, they always meditate on you within their heart. But although such exalted saintly person may see you constantly within their heart, they still cannot see you face to face. Therefore, I am very much surprised that I am able to see you personally. I know that I was engaged in so many activities, especially as a king. Although I was in the midst of luxury and opulence, I was subject to so much of happiness and misery of material existence. I'm so fortunate to be seeing you personally. As far as I know, when one becomes liberated from material existence, he can see you in this way. When King Mrigha elected to receive the results of his impious activities, he was given the body of lizard because of the mistake in his pious activities. Thus, he could not be directly converted to a higher status of life like a great demigod. However, along with his pious activities, he thought of Krishna, so he was quickly released from the body of lizard and given the body of demigod. By worshipping the Supreme Lord, those who desire material opulences are given the bodies of powerful demigods. Sometimes this demigod can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, but they are still not yet eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom, the Vaikuntha planets. However, if the demigods continue to be a devotee of the Lord, the next chance they get, they will enter into the Vaikuntha planet. My dear Supreme Lord Krishna, because you have given me this body of demigod, I will have to go to the heavenly planet. So I am taking this opportunity to beg for your mercy. I pray that I may have the benediction of never forgetting your lotus feet, no matter to which form of life or planet I may be transferred. You are all providing, present everyone, everywhere as cause and effect. You are cause of all causes, and your power is unlimited. You are the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Brahma. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. My dear Lord, your body is full of transcendental bliss and knowledge. You are eternal. You are the master of all mystic powers. Therefore, you are known as Yogeshwara. Kindly accept me as an insignificant particle of dust at your lotus feet. Before entering the heavenly planets, King Mrigha circumnavigated the Lord, tossed his helmet to the Lord's lotus feet, and bowed before him. Seeing the airplane from the heavenly planets present before him, he was given permission by the Lord to board it. After the departure of King Mrigha, Lord Krishna expressed his appreciation for the king's devotion to the Brahmanas, as well as his charitable disposition and his performance of Vedic rituals. Therefore, it is recommended that if one cannot directly become a devotee of Lord, one should follow the Vedic principle of life. This will enable him one day to see the Lord by being promoted either directly to the spiritual kingdom or indirectly to the heavenly kingdom, where he has hope of being transferred to the spiritual planets. At this time, Lord Krishna was present amongst his relatives who were members of the Kshatriya class. To teach them through the exemplary character of King Mrigha, he said, even though Kshatriya king may be as powerful as fire, it is not possible for him to usurp the property of a Brahmana and utilize it for his own purpose. If this is so, how can an ordinary king who falsely thinks himself the most powerful being within the material world usurp a Brahmana's property? I do not think that taking poison is as dangerous as taking a Brahmana's property. For ordinary poison, there is a treatment. One can be relieved from its effect. But if one drinks the poison of taking a Brahmana's property, there is no remedy for the mistake. The perfect example is King Mrigha. He was very powerful and very pious, but due to the small mistake of unknowingly usurping a Brahmana's cow, he was condemned to the abominable life of lizard. Ordinary poison affects only those who drink it, and ordinary fire can be extinguished simply by pouring water on it. But the Arani fire, ignited by the spiritual potency of a Brahmana who is dissatisfied, can burn to ashes the whole family of a person who provokes such a Brahmana. Formerly, the Brahmana used to ignite the fire of sacrifice not with matches or any other external fire, but with the powerful mantras called Arani. If someone even touches a Brahmana's property, his family is ruined for 3 generations. However, if a Brahmana's property is forcibly taken away, the taker's family for 10 generations before him and 10 generations after him be subject to ruination. On the other hand, if someone becomes a pure Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, 10 generations of his family before his birth and 10 generations after will be liberated. Mataji, I'll stop here. Thank you so much. I just read the first time. It's very nice. Thank you for giving me opportunity. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji. What a beautiful, beautiful session it was. It was very meditative, and as everyone felt with Krishna, baby Krishna Keshava, it must have been so hard for you, but you did an amazing job for us. Thank you so much, Mataji. I know it's hard to continue, but by any chance you have time for questions?
Yes, Mataji, if there is, I can...
Okay.
Something, yeah.
First of all, I just want to tell that the class was excellent. It was excellent. It made me think a lot. My question is, Mataji, so I didn't understand why Krishna called Nruga, like, you know, he was not very intelligent because he chose to, I don't know if I heard it properly, but he just chose to take suffer for a sinful reactions first, and then he didn't ask for pure devotional service. I don't understand that part, Mataji, because anyhow he was destined to have both done, right? So it wasn't it correct for him to ask for going suffering for the sinful reaction first over enjoyment? So where was the problem? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, even Prabhupada mentioned in Krishna Guru that things he was not very intelligent. I think he mentioned in Krishna book because of things in the material point of view, he could immediately enjoy the so much of material opulence, you know. Means anyway, we have to go through all suffering, our pious or impious activities. But in point material point of view, it's like most of the people, if you see in the material world, they immediately want to enjoy the material things, you know. Because being unintelligent means he had a chance to see Krishna. That is even I was reading His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's lecture. He was saying because he chose that suffering first, because of that he could see Krishna immediately. Otherwise, if he enjoyed his all the material opulences, maybe he may forget, he may not think Krishna. But while he was in lizard body, he continuously think Krishna, you know. He never think anything else because in the suffering condition. But Prabhupada mentioned in the Krishna book because maybe the point of the material people, you know, people want to enjoy immediately their result, you know, pious activities.
And so many beautiful points, Mataji, about especially the first half of the class where you were talking about how devotional service must be without any bargain. And how when we glorify Krishna, it is not that, you know, Krishna is expecting glorification and flattery, but rather it's for our own purification. And the way you explained Ananya Bhakti, I mean, the unalloyed devotional service, should how it should be done, and the greatness of Krishna, that the preface of the class was very beautiful, very, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a detailed explanation and then also covering the story in with so much details. Thank you, Mataji. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving the opportunity, and please forgive me. I know I did so much of mistake.
What mistake, Mataji?
Krishna Katha is itself very powerful. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful narration of this pastime of King Mega. It's so beautiful to hear. And first of all, like, I really like the point that you mentioned about that first you glorified Srimad Bhagavatam, which is actually our Acharya says is the proper etiquette. 1 minute. Sorry, Mataji. So, which is actually the proper etiquette, you know, that when we say something from Bhagavatam, we should first glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. And then you definitely stressed on the point of devotional service, that how we should perform and how important it is. And then you came on to the pastime. So it was very, very perfect narration, Mataji. I really like it. And especially how Krishna Keshava was responding, you know, that was, I remembered me, you know, that how when Shuka, parrot, was hearing the pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam's from Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva said that he was actually relating to Parvati, and he made up this condition that you have to do who like Hunkara, right? You have to say, so that Lord Shiva knows that you are hearing the pastime. And Shuka was in turn, because Parvati, Mother Parvati slept, and Shuka, he was keen to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was doing So just like that, Krishna Keshava was just responding and giving a background sound that, yes, we are hearing, mom, please go on, and all I'm hearing. So wonderful.
This time, but he was just doing.
I know, Mataji. And it's hard with the small kid, and still you came up. That shows your dedication, your sincerity. So thank you, Mataji. All glories to you, all glories to Krishna Keshav, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your encouraging words. Thank you, Mataji.
I'm also thinking, Mataji, that how blessed that boy is, you know, like right from the childhood, he's hearing Krishna Katha, and not only childhood, right from the womb, he's hearing Krishna Katha. So definitely a devotee child and came for some mission, but it has to be unfolded at that period of time. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare
Krishna. Blessing. Yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gupta Mataji. Beautiful class. Amazing class. And you know, of course, it seems that Sundari Mataji was also saying, I was thinking the same exact thing, and I was thinking how Narada Muni was telling Prahlad's mother the story, right? And she fell asleep. But Prahlad was listening throughout the whole story, right? So we know what happened there. So definitely, he's obviously enjoying the Leela of the Lord. He's got some special connection. This was such a beautiful class. And especially as Piti Vilasi, both Piti Vilasi and Piti Vilasi was saying about how you began that whole narration and then those verses in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you said we should read some philosophy before reading Leela so we can understand the activities better. So perfectly, I mean, that was on spot on for me. And I was thinking as you were saying that Srila Prabhupada has so beautifully given that in Krishna book. He has interspersed philosophy within the story. So it's almost like you just see the sweetness. You just hear the sweetness, but you're getting so much more knowledge underneath at the same time. And when you said it's not only beautiful to hear, it's pleasing to the mind, the heart, and the ear. So, you know, like I said, my takeaways, my jewels. And I was thinking, you know, I was just thinking about, again, this is my connection, it may mean nothing, but just the thought that I was having. You know, when Prachina Barhi Maharaj, Remember, Narada came because he was so involved in doing all these animal sacrifices and all this kind of stuff. And Narada came and told him that whole story. So I was just thinking. Puranjana, yes. Oh, yes. Puranjana was doing it and he was telling the story of Prachinava, right? Is that what, or is it? Okay. Right, Puranjana.
Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
No, explain and tell, you know, we should say the right thing so that it's out there. So Puranjana was the king.
Doing this activities. Puranjana was actually sacrificing.
Okay, so there's a story.
I think so.
The story that he was talking about was okay. Prachinava, he was the king, and Puranjana was the story. Yes.
Prachinava is the Manu's son that comes also fourth canto. Yes, and then this is come in the beginning, but Puranjana is later pastime. Yes, I think so. Yes, Kritita Man. Somebody can
clarify.
They can correct me. I feel like that, Madhi. Prachinava.
Yes.
So he was also, in the beginning, Prachinava, he don't want to become an animal. Brahma came and he suggested him to become a king. Even though you are in household life, you can practice a bhakti. Yes, that is a Prachinavari's story. And Puranjana is later on.
Okay.
And he was doing also.
Are you breaking up or is it me?
No, she's breaking up even for me.
Puranjana is.
The thing was that she's right, what she's saying, Anjana Gopika Mataji, that actually Prachin Varishat, he doesn't want to take up the kingdom, but on the request of Brahma, he took up, and later, you know, Narada Muni came, and because he was involved in some fruitive activities, so Narada Muni gave this allegorical story of Puranjana, that how devotional service is hard.
Right. Those are the names. Okay. Now we got the names right. Okay. Good. Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. So I was just thinking how even King Raga, was so involved in performing so many pious activities, so much dana, right? So much giving of charity. I can't even remember the words anymore. Giving of charity and stuff. That even that, you know, that by suffering that little bit, he was able to come to pure devotional service. You know what I mean? And he was remembering the Lord. I don't know. For me, that was again a connection of the mercy of the Lord and a clearing of some kind of attachment in order to get closer to the Lord. That was just something that I kind of felt. But I was just very, very, I was very pleased. I was very pleased that he pray that may I not ever forget you, and that so even though in the animal of the body of that animal, he remembered the Lord. I just thought that it's also was also mercy of the Lord. So thank you very much, Hare Krishna, and all blessings to Krishna Kesava. Of course, he doesn't need blessings; we do. But as an older person, Hare Krishna, thank you.
He needs your blessing, all of the devotees' blessing. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for me. Interrupt Mataji. I don't know. I was also confused. Sorry. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Sukhasagari Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Mataji. Thank you for the sweet class. And the cooing was even sweeter, and a very nice background music, Mataji, to the class. Very sweet pastime, and but for some reason I was more concentrating on the cooing. It was very, very sweet. So I'll have to go back and listen again to your class, Mataji. And there was something I just wanted to share about Phaneshwari Mataji's comment that, yes, I also see that connection, what Mataji was just mentioning, you know, like you need to go through some austerity to, you know, make big leap in devotional service. And I also see that connection, Mataji. Thank you for making that point. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. And one more thing I thought was so inspiring was, Mataji, we hear many times and we read that we need to be tolerant and above, you know, everything, the modes of material nature or any distractions. But I think you just exemplified it today with, you know, so many distractions. You went on and on, and it's like you're just putting all your learning and, you know, into practice. I mean, I cannot imagine a new mom doing a class and that too with a baby. I mean, it's kind of unimaginable. I mean, for starters, I wouldn't know where to begin or how to, you know, bring up, gather the whole, all my thoughts or, you know, put it out there. It's very daunting. But yes, Mataji, your courage and your determination is very inspiring, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Devotees are so merciful, you know, Indu Mataji, Vidita Mataji, they were sending a message, Mataji, you have to do, even, I know that I'm not qualified, even my English is very broken, but I thought, yeah, it's very good, you know, reading Krishna's pastime, and devotees are so merciful, they are like that, Mataji. I cannot say to the devotees, yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Vinita Dandarika Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji. What a beautiful class with a nice music, as everybody said. Kesha was nicely listening to the class. And he's also giving some inputs to the class. So he's also glorifying Krishna in between. Such a beautiful class, Mataji. As Sutsagari Mataji said, whatever the world, wherever everybody, whatever everybody is doing, it doesn't matter. You will be focused to your work. Just now my Prabhu was saying, oh, Anjana Mataji is giving class. Oh, you don't know about Anjana Mataji, as we saw personally also, that how Anjana Mataji, whatever it is happened, I remember once Sasara was very sick, she broke her, she had a forehead wound. You did not even care. Immediately there was a program and you were like, so much, you don't even care what happened to her. You know that Krishna will take care of her. It's so nice, Mataji, such a dedication to you. I mean, I never saw any devotee like you, Mataji. So many things to learn from you. And such a beautiful, beautiful class. In the beginning, you glorified Srimad Bhagavatam and nicely told the story of King Riga. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your sweet association and accepting the request and coming. I'm so happy that you could make it. I thought maybe it will not be possible for you, but you made it, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for encouraging me always. You are there to push me, Mataji. I know that Vinita Mataji is there to push me. I have to do, you know.
Thank Mataji, you pushed me all these years, Mataji. Thank you so much. Because of you, we are in Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Anybody have any questions or for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Anjana Gopika Mataji. Very nice class. Nice, like Sukhu Sami Mataji says, the cooling on the baby is very nice also. Like, he's an input.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Very, very nice class.
Thank
you. Story of Naniga, King of Naniga.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Very class, Mataji. We love you so much. I attend me and your kids. You have so much potency that very hard Gajanan prayer and very hard that Shishi Radha's term. But all the kids will learn, Mataji. By the mercy of Gopinath. Today, little Keshu was hearing so special soul. All the Devi Devtas are standing in the queue to take birth in deities. They are not ordinary tonight. And our Vinita Gandharvai Mataji told me that I have become a sincere devotee because our Anjana Gopi, she drive 1 hour opposite side and come and take a class, and I cook prasadam, and you give us so much, you pass from so many difficulties, but it is not Mataji, it's not effect to your sadhana, but your sadhana is become so much strong and strong and strong. Hearing Krishna Katha from pure devotee Mataji, yes, absolutely right. It's our heart. And it's directly our Mataji. Koti koti dhanam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Dandavat pranam to all Vaishnavas Association. Hare Krishna, Peter.
Thank you so much, Mataji, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you for always being with us, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji. So beautiful and sweet class, Mataji. Really love your dedication. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Radharani Mataji. Thank you.
So, Mataji, Anjana Babika Mataji, we have some realizations from devotees. Meanwhile, I would like to read them.
Okay, thank you, Mataji.
We have some Jyoti Mataji. Hare Krishna, nice to listen to little Keshava's sweet voice. Seems like he is also enjoying Krishna Katha. Panishwari Lakshmi Mataji, very much. Parima Mataji, wish to see him too. Sandy Mataji, Hare Krishna, he is also telling the Katha, but we cannot understand. So, so sweet. Thank you, Mataji. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, our Mataji is also giving his association to all of, but we don't understand. Dhanavad Pranam Srutil Keshava, Hare Krishna. Raj Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji, with a small kid and with unimaginable housework, you were able to prepare so much, all glories to you. Beautiful Katha. Your kid was saying Jai Jai during whole Katha. Parima Mataji, I agree, Raj Prabhu. Sukhasagari Mataji, Puranjana is in story. Prachina Parishad is talking to Narada. Shivani Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Jai, Dandavat Pranam. Beautiful class, thanks for your wonderful association. Hari Bol, Shivani Mataji. So these are some of the beautiful comments from devotees, Mataji. So Hare Krishna, dear devotees, anybody have any realizations or any questions for Mataji? Or else we can end the call today. So
wait. We want to take a darshan of Bal Krishna Keshava.
I was just left Mataji till the time he was there.
Krishna Keshava Jai. You're clapping.
So cute, baby.
Krishna Keshava ki Jai. Please accept our
good evening.
Hare Krishna Keshava.
Puffy cheeks. Beautiful. He looks like you, Mataji.
Mataji, he loves you. Kamudiki Mataji.
So sweet, so sweet.
He just blessed us all with his smile.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Okay, so thank you so much, Mataji, once again for taking your precious time and coming on the call and glorifying Bhagavatam and giving us Krishna Katha. So we would like to thank Mataji and pay our obeisances to Mataji and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrindu ki jai, namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Katha ki jai, Har Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Jai. Hari Bol. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.